Well, as everybody can see, I'm the third offer here, and Zara couldn't make it today. And I'd like to also mention Nidra Garrett and John Stinn, who are in the audience. So if there's questions which I can't answer about their service, they're here. And the purpose of this presentation is to develop a scenario where you could see the concept of how multiple grid services could work together. And we have three services from our center up, and Nidra has a service up as well. Currently, they're not connected. There was some technology that was demonstrated and shown this morning by Tom Savelle that could be used to connect those, and we're going to talk a little bit about what the benefit may be of hooking these services up. So what we're going to do is introduce a scenario, a recent one on the last summer Salmonella outbreak, to see how potentially this technology hopefully could be used. We can't prove that it could have helped, but using this technology together with a bunch of services might have supported things. I'm going to repeat a little bit about what I talked about it this morning session about the existing capabilities that exist and discuss what decision support technologies are available now, and then hopefully this will help to demonstrate a little bit about what the grid might be able to do to solve the problem. So this slide is basically three tiers. We have syndromic surveillance. We can do surveillance for specific diseases currently, but we can do a lot more to create what this term calls situational awareness. And currently, anomaly detection is performed with syndromic surveillance systems. And you look for aberration in the numbers of counts of individuals that are showing up that fit within a syndrome. And you need a large number of counts for some of the syndromes which have a lot of activity, like respiratory and GI. There are tools like the Bayes belief nets that target specific diseases. So you can basically identify very, very small numbers of patients and then look at the severity of those patients and add additional non-linked data. But the beauty of what we're going to talk about is the highly structured analytics in the Bayes belief net that we use is focused at structured data. The knowledge discovery is focused at textual data. So the combination provides something that's far more powerful than you would have with just one by itself. So that's what the focus of this presentation is. You've seen this slide if you went to Tom Savelle's session this morning on what the public health grid is, and basically it's a compilation of health departments, federal agencies, databases, analytics sources in a variety. So if I'm going too fast, you know, please stop me. And but I think this has been seen before, and it was seen in last year's conference, and it'll be repeated again and again during this conference. So what are the specific objectives of this presentation? We want to utilize the knowledge gathering service to show how it can enhance surveillance on the grid, and we want to use the information fusion with the medical records to show how it can integrate with other heterogeneous data sources to provide this enhancement. So this is CDC's Decision Augmentation Service, and I'm sure I can't do justice to it, but if there are questions afterwards, Nidra and John are here. And basically what it is, it's a service that goes out, it expands concepts using CDC's Controlled Health Thesaurus and NLM's Unified Medical Language services that are there. It goes out and uses search services on the web or internal search services that exist within CDC, and because it does that, it has a whole host of things available to it. I mean, it has all kinds of web bases. It has data sets that are available in this environment that's out there on the web. So one can go from from the grid to an expansion of concepts in a standard vocabulary to going out and searching a whole variety of different things. The second slide is one that I had presented, and it had to do with this decision support in Bayes belief net. So I probably don't need to spend a lot of time, but if people have questions in this area and they didn't see this morning's presentation, we can do that. And behind this network, which is a network of analytics, exists probabilistic reasoning with Bayes belief nets and how to identify specific diseases. So this is something I found on the web from New York Times editorial board, and basically it says, there was the outbreak we had last summer really did severe damage to the tomato industry in the fact that there was hundreds of millions of dollars worth of revenue lost, and hundreds of people had gotten the disease. And if potentially there was a solution that could have been found, or the source of the salmonella could have been found earlier, then this wouldn't have occurred. This is kind of the grid service informational flow that we're going to be discussing in the next few minutes. And basically, there's a grid client out there that's being used by a public health user. They have available to them a data service where they can go and look at their own health information exchange data or other data that might be available to them on the grid. They also have this intelligent decision support system, which can provide these disease-specific processes. All of these use the Globus environment that is being developed around NICVI's research public health grid. And then there's an information sharing service that can go out and capture information from other health departments and can share information with health departments that are all involved, so you can develop this collaborative environment. And then in the red box is CDC's decision augmentation service, which has the knowledge gathering service and these other services that it goes out and uses to perform the capture of information from all of these various web services. So we start off with, well, there's either a media report or a local syndromic surveillance system has found an increase of gastrointestinal illness, and the public health worker is saying, well, maybe I can investigate this further by getting on the grid through my local client. And what the client does is it sends out a request to capture data from its local health information exchange that it can then analyze. So the next step is, this is the client that we will actually have, we're going to try to demo live, and this is a data source that's been exposed to the user, and the graph up there is basically number of visits per day, so it's not a lot of information, but there's a lot more information that can be gleaned from this once the data is downloaded and brought into the health department. And in along with this, there are daily counts of records for lab, RAD, results and the like that are exposed before you can ever move the data from the data service into the local client. So then what happens is the data is passed into the intelligent decision support system, and the vBrowser, or something similar to the vBrowser that was mentioned this morning, can be used so that these services can automatically talk with each other. So results of IDSS can be shared to the knowledge gathering service. So it's an automated process rather than having the user intervene and set things up. So what happens? So then the knowledge gathering service, once it collects that information, can go out and acquire information from a whole variety of other services. So initially what would happen, and this here's a concept, but again, tomorrow we'll be showing an actual live demonstration in tomorrow's session. IDSS gets a preliminary case definition because it knows the results of labs, radiology, ICD-9s and the results. And it's looking for support in expanding what it's learned through its medical records, and is looking to not only expand the concept of salmonella, but also to find out if there's some type of differential diagnosis. Could it be something else, you know, by looking through the health of the SARS and medical language. It's looking for support in trying to identify and manage this disease. It's looking to the web to try to see if there's been activity on PulseNet, on FoodNet. It's looking to the Department of Homeland Security to see if there's been other reports of activity around the country that might be linked to this specific activity from this health department. It's looking to ProMed to see if there's other activities and the like. So once it does that, this is the decision augmentation service. It returns this expansion of information regarding salmonella that it's found from UMLS and CHT. And this is just a short list of all the things that it could find. And then if we go back to the client, we get some output from the analytics that's shown in the above, which is severity by age group by a number of days during the course of the scenario. This here again is a different scenario. It's not salmonella, so don't focus on it too much. And there's a panel that says, okay, these are the potential diseases that it could be that we've gleaned out of all the information that we could get from the discovery of knowledge. So then there's that information is shared with the community. The details of that, which is more accurate than potentially the first iteration, is shared, and there's more iterations. This is a screenshot of the client that does some of the information sharing, but this screenshot is from the demo we hope to give tomorrow, and basically just says that there are other health departments that have seen activity like this, and they're investigating. Then information comes back from other health departments, and this is a totally iterative process where the knowledge service then goes out and captures more information in textual format until eventually, you know, the investigator feels confident that they've understood and shared with the community, and the community understands what's going on. So this was just a quick demonstration to show how some of these services could be used together. And we think there's definitely can be. Hopefully, the demonstration we give tomorrow will show how these services work together. And we really need to move forward. DAS is not a grid service right now. It's a web service. And we hope to be able to show in the upcoming months how these two can actually work and work together in unison, and then come up with an evaluation. So that's it. If there's questions, please have at it. Yes?
What is the session tomorrow?
The session tomorrow is each one of the centers of excellence have developed grid services. And there's going to be a discussion about I think Columbia is going to show their parsing, natural language parsing.
Oh, I'm on a program here. Is it operate management?
No, I believe it's Nick, the panel on the centers of excellence.
What time is it?
Yeah, I believe it's in the afternoon. I can. Let's see. Do I have it? I'll find it. I think it's in the afternoon. Okay, which one was it?
E2.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
The scenario projection, or maybe later in the day, are we going to get somewhere through how computationally intensive this is?
Yeah, you really need to do that, because part of the problem is we only have a few minutes to discuss this. And There's a lot behind this stuff that the presenter can't digest this. You know, we'd be more than happy to spend time with who's ever interested to, as long as we can get access to the internet, to, you know, repeat the demonstration, go into any aspects of it, because we think this is really a powerful tool, and there just isn't that much time at this conference to devote to it. You can seek me out for that. Okay, thank you.